Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. Jury deliberations continued Thursday in the trial of Sean Kratz, the man accused of killing three people on his cousin's Bucks County farm in 2017. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports jurors asked to see Kratz's confession video a second time.
The jury asked to see the 1.5 hour long video of Sean Kratz's confession, where he admits he shot Dean Finocchiaro in the back of the head and was there when his cousin Cosmo DiNardo killed Tom Mayo and Mark Sturgis, then tried to burn the bodies before burying them in a 12-foot deep hole. The confession was supposed to be part of a plea to third-degree murder, but in April 2018, Kratz backed out of that plea and decided to go to trial, even though he was warned the confession would be used against him.
Jurors also asked for a timeline of events on the day of the murders, and if they can convict on multiple counts of murder. Up to 5 decades in prison. That's the sentence for a man who drove high and drunk and killed a Delaware County woman in a head-on crash earlier this year. A judge sentenced David Strauauer to 25.5 to 51 years behind bars for the February crash that killed Dina Ekman and left her husband Chris seriously injured. Ekman's mother, Roseanne DeRosa, says they are pleased with the sentence.
He's giving us a life sentence of grief, so I wish nothing more than that for him.
Prosecutor Dan McDevitt says Strauauer had been on the road, even though he'd been convicted of DUI 5 times.
He refused to be rehabilitated, and he continued to drink and drive, and sadly, someone had to lose her life before he's off the street for decades.
Ekman's family is working to get Dina's law passed on the state Senate to crack down on repeat DUI offenders. The season has come to an abrupt end for the women's volleyball team at the University of Pennsylvania. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the school has canceled the team's remaining 2 games over offensive posters in the locker room.
Penn isn't saying what was on the signs in the locker room, but in a statement, the university calls the posters vulgar, offensive, and disrespectful, and says the final 2 games of the volleyball season, Friday at Yale and Saturday at Brown, are being canceled because of a violation in team policy. Penn Athletic Director Grace Calhoun in the statement says the matter is being referred to university administrators for possible further action.
The school newspaper, the Daily Pennsylvanian, says the cancellation comes after a stormy season that saw 8 players filing grievances against the coach and several veterans players quitting the team. Thursday is World Diabetes Day. Lawmakers and people affected by the disease are using it to call for changes to the rising cost of insulin. For the last few years, Dina DeLong and her husband have been living with diabetes and the financial burden.
Our yearly cost for drugs and the insurance that we have to have is $21,322.
Pennsylvania Congresswoman Susan Wild is backing a bill in the House to help people like Dina.
It creates a $2,000 out-of-pocket limit prescription drug cost for Medicare beneficiaries.
Wild says the bill can go a long way in helping the 25% of diabetics who have to ration their medicine. A pair of financial advisors who met in college got married and made a lot of money in the investment biz, and now they're giving some of that money to their alma mater to help students pay for their education. The $10 million endowment from Rick and Jean Edelman is pledged to help fund full and partial scholarships for Rowan University students studying communications and creative arts. Michael Killen is a sophomore at Rowan.
I'm on student loan. I'm hoping to try and get some kind of scholarship.
Undergrad tuition and fees run about $12,000 a year. Scholarships will be awarded both on need and merit. About 900 trees will be planted across the Philadelphia region this weekend through the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's biannual planting event.
About half of these trees will be planted in the city of Philadelphia. The other half will go out to the surrounding counties.
That's PHS Urban Forestry Program Manager Dana Dentice. She says there's a lot of benefits to having trees around.
You know, the average person generally knows that trees can provide us oxygen. Some lesser, maybe known ones is that trees can actually improve health and well-being, so even mental health.
All the trees will be planted by volunteers, most at street trees in the sidewalk. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.